Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
From OC to New York, from near and far, they're gathered here for a night of 77 Bravo stars. It's Watch What Happens Live from BravoCon now. What Happens Live from BravoCon, presented by Pepsi. I am your host, Andy Cohen, coming at you from the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. Tonight is our biggest Watch What Happens Live in our 10-year history, in front of our largest audience ever. We've got about 2,000 people here, and we have over 70 surprise guests who are all here to whoop it up and make it nice. And over at our bar tonight, we're serving Pepsi Sparkling Rosé exclusively for BravoCon. And speaking of someone who knows how to serve, it's the one and only Gay Shark. Hi, Gay Shark. Are you guys ready for an unbelievable show? All right, let's get to it. I can think of no better way to start the show than by looking back at where all the housewives began. Take a look.
There's nothing good about the ham game. There's nothing funny about the ham game.
I love turtles.
Divorce is great for my business, you know, because I get to buy each one of them a house.
Did you just put soap on him?
You did.
Why would you not put soap on it?
Never call me a dirty whore.
Did you call me a dirty whore? You did not call me that.
Surprise!
Jill's just walked in. Let me tell you something about my family. We are thick as thieves.
Somebody's crying.
I know you did, but
shut the f up. You need to get a hobby.
And you said we're
okay. Well, you know what, Bethany? We are done. Have a nice day.
Please welcome the OGs, Caroline Manzo, Joe Jordan, Gina Keo. Wow. Hi, ladies. Great to see you. How about this crowd? How about this crowd? All right. Caroline, you look incredible. What has changed? What's happened?
I'm calm.
You're calm. No, but is it a new face?
It's a new neck.
It's a new neck.
Face didn't touch. It's
okay.
A new neck. You know, just
you look fantastic.
Thank you.
I have to ask you, Caroline, you were very top of mind a couple weeks ago when I interviewed Teresa and Joe.
I wonder what your impressions
were of what Teresa had to say about you on that special.
I was sad because it shouldn't be that. I remember the times that I said this, that I remember the times that we laughed, belly laughs, and I'm sorry that that's no longer there and I miss that and I'm sorry for that, but at the same time, you're an ass. Because who says that? You know, who says that? That those are very big words, and they should be taken, you know, with responsibility. And I think she was way off base. And you know, that's something over the years I've been very quiet over a lot of things, and I just couldn't be quiet about that.
All right, mm-hmm. Jill, it's great to see you. Jill, you moved into a new penthouse with your boyfriend.
I did.
This summer. Do we think wedding bells are in the future?
I don't know. You'll have to watch and see what happens.
Oh, my God. Jill Zarin with the tease. Gina, it's so great to see you. Congratulations. When you look back 15 years ago when you all actually shot the first season of Orange County. Can you believe how big this entire franchise and the fandom has become?
It's amazing what started as a little one camera, one little mic. Maybe we even had to switch the mics from person to person if you're
right.
talking, to have grown to this. It's just fantastic to see.
It's incredible. Adrian and Kim, all the way from Beverly Hills, it's so good to see you. Adrian, I have to ask, we showed a clip of it on the show. I wondered what your reaction was to your ex, Paul, singing at his new, at his wedding.
Thank God he's a surgeon, not a singer.
Kim, it's so good to see you. Do you still love turtles?
Love you.
Kim, it's so wild that you and Kyle seem to have both mended fences with Brandy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Did you ever think that would happen?
No, I didn't. First of all, I said I would never be Brandy's friend, and never say never.
Right.
I became Brandy's friend, and now my sister Kyle is friends, so it's very nice, you know?
It's really great.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, it's so great to see you. We're gonna have you take a seat on the bleachers while we prepare to, back there, while we prepare for our next guest. Who's gonna come out next, boo? I spy some Atlanta peaches! Give it up for Kenya Moore! Cynthia Bailey! Eva Marcel! Have a seat. Wow, great to see you all. You look fantastic. You look so great. Kenya, when you signed back on to the series, who were you most nervous to see of the group?
Ooh, nervous. Never anyone be nervous.
No.
Me nervous? No.
No, doesn't happen.
No.
Cynthia, have you and Mike Hill settled on a wedding date?
Absolutely. We have the perfect wedding date.
Oh, there's the ring.
Perfect.
Let's get a shot of this ring.
Perfect.
Hold it up, Cynthia.
Our wedding date is 2020, 10-10-20.
10-10-20.
Perfect date.
Who have you all been excited to see at BravoCon so far? Have you met anyone that you didn't already know?
Yeah, Captain Lee.
I'm excited to see.
Vanderpump?
I mean, she's a fan favorite. She's an OG.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Erica Jane, who is...
She's as fabulous as you are, is that what you said?
I was excited to see Jill Zarin. That's my girl. So
she's here. Jill. Yeah. What about you, Eva?
Captain Lee.
Captain Lee! I love it. That's awesome. All right, ladies, you can head on over and join the OGs over here. You're gonna go right over there. This train keeps moving, folks. It's time to hide the tequila. Here come the kids from Vanderpump Rules. It's Jax and Brittany, Stassi, Lala, Tom Sandoval, Ari, Katie and Tom, Gina, Kristen, and DJ James Kennedy. Wow. Let's digest this. Tom Sandoval, talk to me. What is your look tonight?
Well, my drag name, in honor that Lisa couldn't be here tonight, it's Visa Manderhump. So,
are you ready to party like your boss is not watching?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She's here. Give it up for Lisa Manderhump.
Lisa!
Woo! You know, Lisa, I have to say, a lot of viewers think that you and Jax actually have a lot of sexual chemistry.
Well, really?
Yes.
You really hear that?
I do.
Did you mention that to my husband? Because he will bury you.
I know. I'm afraid of Ken.
You know, Stassi, congratulations to you. You're engaged. Very cool. Have you set a date?
Listen, we're doing it on Vanderpump Rules, so
oh, really?
We're trying to figure that out.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Good. Well, we can look forward to that. I'm excited for that. And Brittany and Jax, congratulations. How's married life?
Thank you. So good so far.
Tom and Katie, how's married life for you?
It's bliss.
Yeah.
We got our mojo back. His thing works. It works, everyone. His dick works.
James, how are things in the DJ world? You still killing it?
Yeah. DJ life has been amazing, and I'm going strong. I'm DJing all over the place, so I feel good.
Very good. You know, I will say, Lisa, as I look around at this group, you've never given up on James Kennedy. Why?
Because I think he has so much to offer, and I think in this season... When it's like that old adage, when he's good, he's really good, but when he's bad, there's nobody worse.
Right.
But you're gonna see a big growth spurt and a journey.
All right. Well, coming up, we have surprise guests from Beverly Hills, New Jersey, and everywhere in between. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Watch what happens live. Watch what happens live. What happens live.
Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live from BravoCon in New York City in front of our biggest audience ever. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, here with the OGs, Atlanta Housewives, and the kids from Vanderpump Rules, minus Caroline and LVP. We lost them during the break, but we got a whole lot more coming. My next guest, always have a great night. It's our hometown heroes, the Real Housewives of New York. Give it up. Ramona Singer, Luann De Lesseps, Dorinda Medley, and Kinsley Mortimer.
Mwah. You look great.
Thanks, babe.
Mwah.
Chins.
Mwah.
Have a seat. Great to see you all. Wow.
Wow.
Take it in, people. Take it in. Yes. Luann, I heard you brought along a very special guest. Is it true?
It's true. I brought along the newest Real Housewife of New York City, Leah McSweeney.
Yay! Everybody welcome her. Give it up, New York City. Great to see you. Yay! Come on over, have a seat. Leah, it's so great to see you. What has been your impression of this group?
How much time do we have?
Yeah.
Good
answer. No, you know what? Obviously, they're all very unique and individual, but what I will say is that they're all very badass.
They're all very badass.
And that was my impression, yes.
That is very true.
Yes.
Ramona, what's going on with your dating life? There are so many reports. I read in Page Six that you were seen canoodling with some construction guy recently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we missed that. Yeah. Ramona, do tell. Give us the skinny. Come on.
You know what? I just love myself. I got a lot of guy friends. There's no, listen, find me a guy.
I'm going to work on it. Tinsley, we've heard a lot about your dating life. Anything you want to report?
Well, I am back together with Scott.
You are. All right. Well, oh, God.
Why? Boo? Are they booing?
No. Stop.
It's good.
Stop.
It's good.
We want happiness for Tinsley and everybody.
Happy.
Yes. Dorinda, you're in the middle of shooting. You're in the middle of shooting a new season. How can you describe it?
I thought that I was the badass in town when I joined the show, but I think this one here.
Oh, really?
Shame.
Wow. Luann, congratulations. You finished your probation. Your long national nightmare is over.
She's drinking.
What does it feel like to close that chapter of your life?
It feels great. It's, you know, it's behind me and I can move on with my life and be a badass with all the Housewives of New York again.
And she can
Very drink. Good. Well, I cannot wait for the new season, ladies. You can join your fellow Bravo celebrities over on the bleachers next to our Atlanta
Yay,
friends.
Magic.
You know. You know what, guys? I didn't know that they had a boat slip at the Hammerstein Ballroom. It's the crew from Below Deck and Below Deck Ned. It's Captain Lee, Captain Sandy, and Kate, and Colin, and Joao. Hey, guys. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Great to see you. Come on over. Hey, guys. Have a seat in the stools back there. Wow. Great to see all of you. Kate, you are a rabid Bravo fan. You
I
actually,
am.
You watch and your Twitter is so entertaining. Is there anyone that you're kind of nervous about seeing tonight? Because you're pretty opinionated on Twitter.
No, I've met everyone in the green room and they're all so lovely. Except right. Austin from Southern Charm was like, hi, what show are you on? I answered him. So what I told him was, I said, it's the seventh season. I'm on Real Housewives of Thailand Ocean.
Right. Captain Lee and Captain Sandy, I wonder if you each could poach someone from the other's crew, who would you poach?
Kate. Yeah.
Captain Lee?
I'm not giving Kate up.
You're not giving
Kate
up?
I'm not giving
Kate
up.
Who would you poach from Captain Sandy's crew?
Captain Sandy.
Ah!
Oh, that was good. That was very good.
All right. Give it up for the Yachties, you guys. You can take a seat. Right here behind the Atlanta Housewives. Are you guys having fun? All right. Hold on to your duels. It's the Shaws of Sunset, everybody! It's MJ, Mike, Gigi, and Reza!
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you look great.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's up, Andy?
How are you doing?
Have a seat. Have a seat, guys. Wow, the Shaws are in the house. Gigi, congratulations, you're pregnant.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yes, hunty.
How far along are you?
I'm 3.5 months.
3.5 months?
Yes.
Wow. So that means the baby is due when?
May 16th.
Wow. Very exciting. MJ, this year you became a mother to Shams.
Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How has motherhood changed you?
Life is completely different now.
It is.
I see life through a completely different lens, and it's the biggest blessing in my life, and I think you relate.
I do relate. You know, Reza, you posted on Instagram that you got new teeth and you couldn't wait to show them off at BravoCon. They look great. Mike, what can we expect from next season? I get the impression that no one is getting along.
If you don't have issues with your friends, then you're not really friends, because these people are like my family, and because I love them, we have real issues. and you're going to see him the next season. And this next season is going to be the best one yet, I promise.
Very good. Thanks, you guys. You can go join your Bravo brethren. Next to Below Deck. Go right next to Below Deck over there. All right. Orange, you glad? My next guests are here. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County. It's Sandra, Shannon, Kelly, Emily, Gina, and Bronwyn. Oh my God, you look so great. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Someone very important is missing. It's the OG and the OC. Thank you so much. Yes. Come on over, Vicky. Great to see you all. You all look gorgeous. I mean, I just saw you. We just shot the season 14 reunion. It was quite dramatic. How would you all describe it? Vicky, how would you describe it?
Shocking.
Kelly, congratulations. You are engaged. Show us your ring. Show us your ring. Wow. And, I mean, Ramona, come here. Take a bow, because Ramona set you up.
She is.
Ramona set you up with your fiance. I mean, that's amazing. This is a friendship for the ages that I didn't even know we needed.
That's crazy.
Good job. Oh, Ramona is caught. She's caught in Kelly's hair extension. All right. Her earring. Okay. Woo. We solved that. Kelly, are you going to invite everybody here to your wedding?
I don't know.
You don't know. Shannon, you and your new boyfriend are going strong. He's here tonight. Do you think marriage is in the cards for
you? Well, I am so happy right now. I never thought this was possible. So I'm not going to rush things. We're just going to take it as it goes. But we're so happy.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Tamara, you've been really in the hot seat for the last few episodes.
Like the last 12 years?
The last 12 years. Did you feel like you were in the hot seat at the reunion?
No, I don't really worry about the hot seat.
Wow. Yeah, you really don't. It is great to see you guys. Stick around. Coming up, we have Doctors and Diamonds and Dallas. Oh, my. We'll be right back. With enough Bravo celebrities to put on a community theater production of Rent. And we just might. Over at the bar, pouring Pepsi, sparkling rosé, it's the Gay Shark. Hey, Gay Shark. My next guests are here for the biggest turn up this side of the turnpike. It's the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Oh my God! She flipped the table! Teresa! Dolores, Mauricio.
But I love that.
Margaret, woo! Jennifer, and Jackie. Great to see you. Wow. You look great. Teresa, you just got back from visiting Joe in Italy. Did you take Margaret's advice and toss him one?
You're gonna have to tune in and watch and see if I did or not.
Is there anything that you can tell us from the trip?
It was an amazing, amazing trip. I'm so happy Joe's free, Joe's out.
You know, it was very emotional. I was overwhelmed with joy. I was happy to see my daughters finally reunite with their dad. Melania was like, Mommy, we're all sitting together at a table. And that was like, to me, it meant so much. Yeah, she was so happy that we were all together at a dinner table.
Yeah. So, Melissa and Dolores, I'm wondering, I know what Teresa will say, but you know, Caroline has been here at BravoCon. People have been very excited to see her. What would your reaction, you know, you're, Dolores, you've been friends with her for 30 years. What would your reaction be if she said she wanted to come back into this group?
I would be fine with it. Yeah, I mean, I know how to handle that. It wouldn't be the first time I had two people together that didn't get along that were my friends.
Yes,
I mean,
it certainly would.
I've been tracking through that for a while.
And Melissa, how would that be for you?
I feel like we're going to see a lot more tables start to flip if that happens.
Right, right. Margaret, it was a pretty explosive episode last week between you and Danielle. Will we see resolution between the two of you?
Andy, never. I mean, come on, never. Never.
Teresa, I have not seen you since I interviewed you and Joe. Did you watch the interview?
No.
You did not watch it?
I only watched whatever was on Instagram.
Some people thought that Joe was not contrite in the interview. What's your impression of that?
I mean, to me, Joe, that's how I know Joe.
Right.
I know a lot of people thought he was like not as loving and didn't show, you know. Like,
I thought that.
Yeah. You thought that? Yeah, Dolores, she
thought
that.
I was mad.
You were
she
mad.
She was really mad.
I was mad.
She's like that f***ing asshole.
It was girl talk. I picked up the
Right. But that's the Joe you know.
But that's the Joe I know, and I thought he was pretty, you know, I thought he was good.
All right. Well, I look forward to the rest of your season. Ladies, you can go join the group. Thank you, ladies. Guess what? It is time for a 90210 OMG moment. Say hi to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh my God. Serena, Erica Jane, Teddy Ellingham, Doreen Gensley. Wow, you look great. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you. And Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Wow, you look great. Wow, Rinna, you're really experimenting with your hair these days. I like
know.
It.
It's so fun, Andy. Why not, right?
By the way,
we're broadcasting live from BravoCon.
You'll be interested to know that I did a panel this morning with some of the OGs, and Kim said she regrets bringing the bunny, and she also said she wants the bunny back. Teddy, congratulations. You are pregnant.
Thank you.
When are you due?
First week of March.
First week of March?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. This is very unusual because New York and Beverly Hills are in the middle of filming right now. And I know that since the last time I saw you all together, a lot has changed between you. And so I'm happy to see you all here together. Denise, how would you describe the new season?
There is a lot of drama, and it's a lot of fun, and I think people will be pleasantly surprised.
Kyle, what about you? What's your feeling about the new season?
Well, we have two new cast members who are amazing.
Yeah.
Garcelle and Sutton, they're very incredibly dynamic women like the rest of our cast, and they all have so much going on in their lives, and with that comes a lot of drama and fun and excitement.
Camille recently tweeted that she was back in the game. Good to see Camille.
Well, no, it was good to see Camille.
Look at the ambassador.
But the tweets are killing us.
The tweets are killing you.
The tweets are killing all of us.
Erica, you are joining the cast of Chicago
as Roxy.
That's fantastic. Lisa Rinna was in Chicago, and did you play that part as well?
I did. I played Roxy.
Have you been giving Erica advice?
Yes.
We have been chatting.
We have been chatting about Roxy, yeah.
Wow. When do you join the cast?
January 6th, I open till March 30th, so.
Wow.
Woo!
Come see her!
Come see Chicago, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Dorit, you always kill it with the fashion. You look so great. Reza is giving you major props. Are you in Reza buddies?
Pardon?
Are you in Reza buddies?
Well, we are now.
Yes,
that's for sure.
All right, thank you, ladies. I cannot wait to see the new season. You're gonna come sit right over here behind the OGs, right behind Kim and this group. All right. Wait a minute, is there a doctor in the house? It turns out there is. From Married to Medicine, everybody. Paging Dr. Jackie, Dr. Simone, Dr. Heavenly, Toya, Contessa, Quad, and Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. Great to see you.
Have a seat. You know, I'm just noticing Toya, wait, Tinsley Mortimer. Come on over here.
Women! There you go.
Tinsley and Toya have arrived.
Yes!
Wearing the same dress.
They have excellent taste.
It had to happen.
Yeah.
You both look great.
Yeah, I did a high pony.
Who makes the dress?
Rotate. Well, Rotate. It's from Intermix, and Rotate. I knew that.
I got mine from Forward.
I got mine from Intermix.
Well, you look great. Yeah. Thank you. I love it. You both look great. We are about to see you all embark on your couples trip to Cabo. Where does this rank in terms of other couples trips?
At the top! Woo!
I just said no, ma'am.
Quad, now that your divorce is final, have you been dating at all?
Ooh. Well, wouldn't you want to know, Andy?
I do.
Well, honey, do you see how I look? I'm fine as wine, honey. And slim in the waist and cute in the face, honey. So the boys are trying to holler, yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, they are.
Dr. Jackie, I'm very excited for your new book, The Queen V, The User's Guide to the Vagina.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mariah, I love your beret. Tell me about the look you're giving us tonight.
I'm just doing raspberry beret, but it's not secondhand store.
All right. After the break, we have a ton more surprises, plus a performance that will blow your mind. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Watch what happens live. Watch what happens live.
Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live from BravoCon in New York City. I'm Andy Cohen here with so many Bravo celebrities. I just heard New York City is having a Pinot Grigio shortage. Honestly. Over at the bar pouring Pepsi, sparkling rosé, it's the gay shark. Let's hear it for all of our Bravo celebs behind me. By the way, tomorrow night we've got Celine Dion in the clubhouse. You don't want to miss that. I am so glad my next guest showed up, but I'm a little bummed they're not wearing their pizza delivery drag. It's Giselle and Ashley from Potomac. And because everything's bigger at BravoCon, it's Dallas Housewives Leanne and Brandi. Okay, I've never seen more sequins on a stage. Maybe in a Giovanni showroom have I seen more sequins. It's great to see all of you. Giselle and Ashley, there have been a lot of rumors about what's going on in Potomac. What can you tell us about the new season?
The block is hot, Andy.
Yes.
The block is very hot.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Giselle, yes. I'm wondering how you and La Dame are getting along. How are you and Karen getting along?
Right now, we are great.
Really?
Yes.
And are you wearing La Dame fragrance tonight?
I am not.
You are not?
Yes.
Leanne, congratulations to you. We just saw your wedding on the show. By the way, Brandy, is that a zip-up jumpsuit?
It is.
Wow, yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you all. You all can take a seat right back here by the below deck, folks.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, here is where things go south. It's the gang from Southern Charm, everybody! It's Jeff and Patricia! Catherine, I hear that you and Thomas reached a custody agreement.
Yeah, we're on
good terms. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're on good
terms.
Thank
you. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Austin, did you really not know what show Kate Chastain was on?
Okay, that was. She said she was on Real Housewives. She told me she was on Real Housewives of Thailand. I said, you are pulling my leg.
Shep, you went through it last season. Do you think we'll see a new, more humble Shep next season?
Oh, my God. I ate a lot of crow, yeah.
You ate a lot of crow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm a resurgence, a new me.
Craig, your pillow business is killing it. How is the pillow business?
It's good, man. It's going really well. Everyone's been super supportive. No, everything's going well, so.
Right. Well, you know, guys, this is our biggest Watch What Happens Live audience ever. And not many people know this, but it's always been my dream to sing my favorite Bravo Liberty pop single in front of an audience of thousands. Hit the track, folks. This is a song made famous by Kim Zolciak Bierman in the year 2009. Sing along with me, folks.
Hurry up, baby, don't be late. I'll meet you at the place. I've been waiting for this day. This weekend, let's celebrate. Looking like a cover girl, covered in diamonds and pearls. Take the Benz out for a swirl. Drop that top, yeah, it's my world.
It's Andy with the slew of Bravo celebrities, including the woman whose performance didn't leave a dry wig in the house. Kim, there are rumors online that you're pregnant. What can you tell us?
I don't know. Does it look like I'm pregnant?
Oh, they're saying yes.
Oh, well, does it look like I'm pregnant?
No, you don't.
I mean, six kids, like, it's going to be a little bit larger than the norm, but no.
Okay, you're not pregnant. All right, very good. It's great to see you, Kim. You can join Jax. Go sit next to Jax Taylor on the bleachers. Okay, guys, it's game time, and Bravo Leverties always like to identify the elephant in the room, but I would say there's a great big cow in here tonight, since so many people on this stage actually have little beefs with each other. So it's time for the game that is sweeping the nation called Squash That Beef. All right, here's how this is gonna work. A slot machine graphic will reveal groups of you from all different shows who have feuded over the years. I'm gonna use the power vested in me by Bravo and the gazillion reunions that I've hosted to settle each beef once and for all. All right, let's see who's up first. Okay, it's Captain Lee and Jax. Jax, come on up. Captain Lee, come on up. Come on up. Captain Lee, have a seat. Jax, have a seat. All right, now, here's the thing. Jax, in August, you got in a fight with Captain Lee on Twitter about whose show was more authentic, and then you blocked Captain Lee on Twitter. Can we squash this beef?
I know, I did do that. I apologize. We're together last week. We hashed it out.
Okay,
we're
well, good. What did you say to each other? What would you like to say to him?
I apologize. You are now unblocked.
You're going to unblock him?
Yes.
Apology accepted.
All right, very good. See that? We squashed that beef. All right, have a seat. You do block a lot of people on Twitter. You're a blocker. I told you to mute, not block.
I know, but it's just more, I like blocking.
Right.
I like to block.
Okay, thanks, fellas. All right, let's look up and see who's next. It's Ramona and Giselle. Sit next to me. Giselle, now. Here's the deal. Ramona, we talked about this on Watch What Happens Live a little bit.
Yes.
You were posing for a photo in the Hamptons, and it appeared that you asked Giselle to leave the photograph. Now.
I said, I'll do the photo after I do it first with the host. Then we'll do another photo.
Okay.
Who did you say that to?
To the person taking the photograph. It's on Instagram.
Okay, well.
The facts are on Instagram, Greg.
Okay,
on Instagram,
For any misunderstanding, would you like to?
Okay, I am actually, and I am sorry I hurt your feelings. What happened was,
What you did was rude. You were just rude, that's all.
I wasn't rude.
Yes.
What happened was, I said, let me do a photograph first with a host, the person who had the benefit, then I'll do with you after. You couldn't wait. She couldn't wait.
Okay, Giselle.
Yes.
Will you accept her apology?
I'm not apologizing.
You're not apologizing. Okay? We are not squashing this beef. We are not squashing this beef.
I'm right.
All right.
I'm
okay,
fine with
let's
that.
See
I'm
who's next. Let's see who's next. Oh, Ramona, come back. Come back. Have a seat. Dolores. Okay, Ramona and Dolores.
Hi, Ramona.
Hey, how are
okay,
you?
Now, Ramona. We played a game with you at Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
Dolores' ex, Frank, came out. It was a dating game. And you didn't want to take a photo with Frank after the show, and Dolores took offense to it.
I did.
This seems to be a running theme, the taking of photos.
I don't like taking photos.
Then
Sorry.
You shouldn't be in the business. You know, what are you doing here? These people are here for you.
Okay. Can you squash the beef with Dolores?
Until the next
time.
Until the next time.
You know what? I've now learned when I'm doing a public event, I need to take the photos.
That's all I want.
And I'm wrong for not taking it.
All right. Very good.
No, and I'm okay. It's your
I was tired. I want to go home to sleep.
You can't be tired. We signed
All
These
right.
people deserve a picture.
You know what? I'm sorry I hurt your family.
Okay, no, very
good. You didn't hurt my
family. No, I'm so sorry.
Okay, we squashed that beef. We squashed it. Very good.
I know you don't it happens.
All right. Let's see who's next. Ramona!
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I mean...
Come on, girl.
Oh, you? Now I'm in trouble with you?
Come on, sit down.
Wait, can I have that seat? Like,
yes, okay, she likes that seat.
Okay.
All right. Ramona?
Jesus Christ. I saw her in Greece. Okay. We're very happy.
Ramona.
I mean, I was her fiance. I did nothing wrong with
Okay.
Vicky.
Ramona.
Oh, my God.
You claimed
oh,
it
I know that
first
New York...
to Vicky, and then you claimed it again. You doubled down. You said that New York put the Housewives on the map, and...
We did. I did.
But Orange County came first.
The situation was, it was Orange County, and then they called us New York Housewives. They renamed us New York. And his head person at Bravo told me, oh my God, because of the Housewives, you put us on the map. That's he told me.
Who told you that? Me? Lauren Francis?
I put you on the map.
No.
There would be no The first week, New York Times, New York Times, Wall Street, New Yorker, Punk, my girls are kicked out of school. You were not on those. No.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Cable just became popular.
Cable became popular?
We were in every major press. Luann, me, Jill, the cover of everything. You were on the cover of it. You were on the cover of it.
All right. Okay. All right. We're not going to squash it. Thank you, ladies. I don't know. I don't know. Joe Giudice claimed that New Jersey put the Housewives on the map. Right, Teresa? All right. Let's see who's next. Kelly Dodd and Kenya. Okay.
All right. I don't know.
Okay, come on over. Here's what happened.
We're friends.
Kelly, on Twitter, you sided with Michael Rapaport in the infamous Kenya and Michael Watch What Happens Live episode.
Because he's my homeboy. That's not a good excuse.
I love
But I'm your sister.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's squash it. Is it squash or quash?
Squash.
I thought it was quash.
No, squash.
Squashed.
But do you forgive her?
I love her.
She says he's her homeboy.
But I trump him, so.
Okay. All right. Okay, now let me ask you this. While you're here, I mean, do you think there's any chance you and Kim Bierman can squash the beef tonight?
Yeah.
Or should we?
Oh.
Outside, but did hail freeze over?
Okay. All right. It's not going to happen.
Glass,
all right. Head back to your seats, folks. All right. When we come back, a couple more surprises, and I'm somehow going to land this plane. We'll be right back.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Watch what happens live. Watch what happens live. What happens live.
Welcome back, everybody. It's live. Andy here with Watch enough Bravo celebrities to fill several family vans. We're winding down. I just want to say there was a beef that was
that someone wanted to squash that we talked during the commercial break. Kim Richards, you had something that you wanted to say to Lisa Rinna.
I don't know. For those of you who don't know, my daughter's husband has five siblings, and his brother is dating Lisa's daughter, Amelia.
So you both could be in-laws together.
We realized the other night that we could be in-laws, and I said to Lisa the other night, this is pretty crazy. This is our karma for fighting. We may have to look at each other for the rest of our lives. And so, Lisa, I decided since we could be family, come on over here for a minute.
Oh, God, do I have to come up here? Oh, God.
I would like to officially invite you to our holiday family Christmas party.
Oh, my God!
The Hilton holiday Christmas party.
Wow.
You're invited.
What do you guys think?
Hug it out. Well, you can't have the bunny back, but you can go to the party. Very nice.
That is a big deal.
Well, guess what? We would not have a show without hitting the Jimmy Fallon Shotski, but can somebody bring it out? Oh, it's the guys from Million Dollar Listing. I love this. It's Frederick Ryan. Frederick and I just made out. Frederick, Ryan, Steve, Tyler, Josh, and Tracy from Million Dollar Listing, New York and LA. Now, since they don't make Shotskis for over 70 people yet, we're gonna draw names to see who's gonna be boozing it up. Josh Flagg, let's see. Frederick just gave me a very lippy kiss. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Ryan's next.
I loved that.
I
loved that. All right. Here's who's gonna do the Shotski, and then we're gonna end this thing. First up, this was not set up. Vicky Gunvalson. Thank you, Josh Flagg. Next up, Jax Taylor. Last up, Shep Rose. All right, where is the Shotski? Right here. Okay, guys, come on up. Vicky, get in the middle. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three to BravoCon.
Time for the biggest gay shark dance party ever. Everybody on your feet. Bravo Levities, join me up here. I want to thank every one of my guests for being here. Thanks to our biggest audience ever. Tomorrow night, Celine Dion makes her clubhouse debut. Thank you so much, everybody.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.